It's not jingle bells, but it's an equally iconic sound of winter in Wisconsin, a snowblower hard at work. Tom Lavin clears the driveway in front of his Merrill home and says he's ready to embrace the season.
I think it's a little too early, but now I can just throw another log on the fire, do the snow blowing, and then relax.
A few doors down, Jesse Quady and Bonnie Kelch are on their hands and knees working on a John Deere snow tractor.
Trying to snow blow the driveway here.
And put the chains back on the snowblower.
It's quite exhilarating.
We did get ready for it, but we're still not wanting it.
Kelch says it's the earliest she can remember this much snow.
Last year I had on a calendar that we got it on the 22nd of November, but I don't think we got this much even then.
Dustin Dangle rides a snow tractor clearing the parking lot in front of the business his father owns. Dangle is a senior at Merrill High School, and with school called off, he's been put to work.
Yep, been busy since about 8 this morning. This is really surprising. I mean, we've had our first snow day, and it's not even halfway through November.
Zach Nowinski and Paul Link already have their snowmobiles out.
I enjoy snowmobiling. It's just wonderful. Couldn't ask for it any more snow.
Thinking I didn't really want winter, you know, this early, but it's here. It's going to stay. It's time to get them out and start tearing up the fields.
All across northern Wisconsin, people are digging out from the first big snow of the year and digging it. In Merrill, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.